But that's the first penalty of the second half, to our knowledge, by Mills Godwin. They've done a great job tonight keeping the Hankies off the field. Fake to Duggar. Rolling left. Abbott wants it all. Throws it high downfield, up for grabs, and it is intercepted. And it's J.J. Givens. Quickly to the line. Hand off Green. Touchdown, Atlee Raiders. With 2:07 to go, Chris Green retakes the lead for Raider Nation. J.J. Givens, one of two huge fourth quarter interceptions. The first set up, the game-winning touchdown. Chris Green taking care of business there. And the Atlee Raiders survive. 31-28 winners tonight over Mills Godwin. On our game of the week on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and live on RBASportsNetwork.com as we get set to wrap up week three of high school football here on Central Region Now. Rob Witham along with you. We are the exclusive home in Central Virginia for a podcast dedicated to high school sports. We're the only one who do it. And we're glad that you joined us each and every week. Friday nights during the fall for the final word on high school football. And, of course, all season long, we'll have our debut Tuesday night podcast where we preview the next week's football action, but we spend time talking about other fall sports, volleyball, field hockey, cross country. And on this Tuesday night Central Region Now podcast, we will debut our first Super 6 polls in field hockey, boys and girls volleyball. That is on Central Region Now Tuesday night. But right now, we get set to talk about everything that happened in a busy week number three of high school football. We mentioned a moment ago coming in, you heard the calls as we had them here on the RBA Sports Network and live on WHAN Radio. Atlee coming back in the fourth quarter to survive the upset effort of Mills Godwin. What a game for Mills Godwin tonight. I know the coaches don't want moral victories. I get that. I understand that. But there is so much positive that the Eagles can take away from tonight's game, starting with the work of their offensive line and the work of tailback Wesley Duggar, who carried, by our count, 39 times for 161 yards and had all four Mills Godwin touchdowns. Mills Godwin goes to 2-0 Patrick Henry next Friday night, and the Patriot defense better find an answer for Wesley Duggar, because I can tell you, Atlee struggled with it all night long. Eagles are going to be in some games this year, and I think when we get to, you know, middle, later part of October, we're going to see teams like Mills Godwin, like Lee Davis, like Douglas Freeman fighting for those final spots, maybe the final spot, the eighth seed in that 5A South Central pod. You know, 5A South divides into two eight-team pods, eight to the Central, eight to the East. They don't do a 16-team best ratings points all-in format. That has cost a few of the area's teams the last 2 years since reclassification playoff spots, because that's the way they do it. And in 2013, both Lee Davis and Metoica had better ratings points in the VHSL ratings than teams that made it to the playoffs down in the Tidewater area. But it's just, that's the way the 5A South runs it. A lot of it is certainly financial. They want to play as many games within their region as they can in the playoffs before somebody has to start traveling. And so it makes it even more incumbent upon the Lee Davises and the Metoicas and the Douglas Freemans and the Mills Godwins to try to get as many wins as possible and hope maybe you can slide in at eight. Of course, now the way things are looking right now, unless somebody knocks them off, you know, the eighth seed, your reward might be a trip to number one LC Bird on the first night of the playoffs. And, you know, nobody wants that. Ask Mills Godwin 2 years ago. Ask Atlee last year. Both had them and both got beat soundly. So, but still, all you want's a shot. All you want is a shot. And I know Mills Godwin's 0-2. I get that. I know Douglas Freeman's 2-0. I know that Metoica gets a big win tonight. So they're now even at 1-1. I know Lee Davis is 2-0. Great start for Coach Ryan Turnage and company. Already equaled last year's win total in 2 weeks, and they'll be on the game of the week next week. We'll talk about that in a while. But all those teams, I think, are going to be talking and in the conversation when we're October 23rd, October 30th, and certainly November 6th, when we're trying to figure out who's going to clinch the final playoff spots in 5A South, for example. Other headlines tonight other than Godwin's great performance, but just short at Atlee. So Atlee goes to 2-0. And remember, the Raiders are out of 5A South. They're in 5A North now. So a brand new playoff landscape for them if they're able to make it to the postseason. But the Atlee Raiders made some big mistakes tonight. And Coach Roscoe Johnson said it on our RVA Sports Network scoreboard show live after the game that there were a lot of mistakes that were made. A lot of things have to be cleaned up before they go to Douglas Freeman next week, and I could not agree with him more. Way too many penalties, too many personal foul penalties. There were a couple of them that were nullified because they were offsetting penalties, but there were a couple that sent them back, cost them on a drive or two during the game. And I know Coach Johnson did not take the Eagles lightly, and I know Coach Johnson is breathing a sigh of relief tonight. That tells me that if this team is listening to him, they're going to be much better in practice this week, much more crisper, and that will be good news for them as they have to travel to Douglas Freeman, who, with their opening win over James River that we had here on the RVA Sports Network, actually their second win, they were off tonight, and they won 8 days ago, but they went to 2-0 with that win. They looked okay, but they didn't look crisp. And just the eye test for me right now, between Atlee and Douglas Freeman next week. And again, as you know, we don't predict games. We don't offer predictions on anything. That's something that other people and publications and whatnot do on a regular basis. But we just choose not to do that. We want to see, you know, we want to preview the games and talk about the games, but we want to let the chips fall where they may. Bottom line is, it really doesn't matter who I think is going to win a football game. You know, who cares? What matters is what happens on the field. And so I think if Freeman plays better offensively than they did against James River, we could have another tight battle next Friday night when Atlee goes to Freeman. Number one. Number two, Atlee historically has struggled on the road at Douglas Freeman. So that should be a very interesting matchup next week. And again, 2-0 versus 2-0. And man, the Rebels, if they could win it and head into the Colonial District schedule at 3-0, they'd be a step up on some of those 5A South teams in terms of trying to grab one of those playoff spots. We, you know, not automatic because we don't know what's ahead of us, but, you know, we know at this point LC Bird is probably going to get a spot. Highland Springs bounce back from the overtime loss to Hermitage. They win big tonight over Meadowbrook. They're 2-1 and doing well. Hermitage is doing well. They're unbeaten. They're going to get Verina next Friday night. Verina's going to come in smarting, and we'll talk about that in a moment, too. Henrico is 2-0. They've rolled over Mills Godwin and Deep Run. Obviously, their defense is for real. They'll be prohibitively favored against J.R. Tucker next week, and then they hit the Capital District schedule, which starts with Patrick Henry. It'll be the first time that Henrico and Patrick Henry played a football game since 2002. That's 2 weeks from tonight. So, you know, you got those four teams already kind of in the mix, and then, you know, the other four spots in 5A South Central. Ooh, you know, Matoaka's in there, Lee Davis certainly in there, Douglas Freeman certainly in there, and even though they're 0-2, I think Mills Godwin still has to be in the conversation. In fact, most everybody has to be because it's just way too early in the season. Prince George could turn it around, even though they had a tough night tonight on the road in Mechanicsville. So let's go through the NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll and go through all the scores. Number one, LC Bird, no problem with Midlothian, 67-0, the final score there. I got to tell you, I passed Midlothian practicing on Wednesday on my way to watch and broadcast Midlothian Hanover Boys Volleyball here on the RVA Sports Network, and my heart went out to them because I know, you know, I know they're going to try their hardest, but man, you know, Midlothian has struggled last year. They're struggling early this year, and it's hard for a team like that to have to play a team like LC Bird. It's as simple as that. So, Trojan fans, y'all hang in there. And I want to give a special shout-out to the Trojan Live Network. I got to meet some of the students that are behind that new media effort over at Midlothian High School after the volleyball match on Wednesday night. They were wonderful. They were great to talk to. I bothered them very briefly because they were in the midst of talking with the head coach after the game. And those guys are doing a great job joining our old friends, the Midlothian Hooligans, on Twitter. And we love it when schools have this going on, especially if they are student run, that's great. That's another way that future journalism students find their experience, find their niche, find out if that's what they want to do with their career or not. That's all part of what we do with our RVA Sports Network internship program. And we've got a couple of people in that now this year. It's something that is strenuous. It's something that you have to apply for. You can't just come up to us and say, can I be an intern? And we answer yes. There's a lot to that process. And some people make it and some people opt not to go once they find out what the process is about. But we're serious about it because we want people who are considering future careers in media and journalism to join us and give us an opportunity to take you under our wing for a while and help you understand what the landscape is and help you understand if this is really something that you want to do with the rest of your life. So that's why our internship program grows at a slow pace, and we're okay with that because we want kids that are serious about it and looking ahead to the possible career. And I tell you, we got Preston Hauser on board, Taylor Luck on board, and they're doing a fantastic job for us this year. And if you're interested, just send us a DM on any of our Twitter feeds at the RVA Sportsnet, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. That's how Preston got involved, and that's how you can get involved as well. So sorry to do a little tangent there, but wanted to talk about that briefly and welcome Trojan Live Network to Twitter and to social media. You guys are doing a good job. Keep it up. Number two, Hermitage Idol. They get Verina next week, and Coach Patrick Kane, could become the all-time winningest coach in Hermitage history, surpassing the great Chester Fritz. Yeah, the stadium named after him. They're tied right now at 136 wins apiece. Coach Kane looking at a possible 137th win if they can get by rival Verina. Next Friday night, number three, Highland Springs. No problem tonight with Meadowbrook, 31-14, the final score there. The Springers are 2-1, still concerned about the health of quarterback Jawan Carter. Highland Springs, though, 2-1. They will be off next week, and then they will head into Capital District play. So a week to heal and a week to get ready for the rigors of the Capital. Number four, Benedictine, shuts out Bishop Sullivan tonight. Benedictine, I think, in the first two games combined have got around 100 points. Cadets looking really good, looking to defend their VISAA Division I championship, and they're 2-0 and really, really, really looking well. Also, congratulations to Trinity Episcopal. They're still unbeaten. They get a big win over Collegiate in that rivalry game, 13-3, the final score in that game earlier this afternoon. And St. Christopher's with a win over Thomas Jefferson, 37-7. Congratulations to the Saints. Moving back over to the Big 12 high school football poll. Number five, Henrico. No problem tonight with Deep Run. They will improve to 2-0 on the season. So the Warriors 2-0, they get J.R. Tucker next week looking for their third consecutive 3-0 start. In 2013, they started 3-0, went into the Capitol, and lost 7 in a row. In 2014, they started 3-0, they made it all the way to 7-0 before they fell at home on a Saturday afternoon to Highland Springs. They made the playoffs, ended up 8-3 last year. I mentioned on our radio broadcast tonight, Henrico's not going to sneak up on anybody this year. Everybody will be ready for them, but I think Henrico is ready for every challenge as well. Monacan tonight, Flood goes down to an injury at quarterback. Monacan's offense stalls after taking a 15-0 first half lead. Preston Hauser was there, gave us great updates all night on Twitter. Cosby fights back, cuts it to 15-10, has a chance late, can't convert on a fourth down. Monacan's able to take a knee and, much like Atlee tonight, escape with a victory. This time, Chiefs on the road. Final score 15-10. Chiefs are now 3-0 on the season. Of course, they've got the rigors of the Dominion District ahead of them. They've still got LC Byrd. They've still got Manchester. They've still got James River to go. But things are looking really good, I think, right now so far for the Monacan Chiefs. They've set up well. Now a big question is going to be the health of the quarterback Flood, and hopefully he will be okay. That is a big issue at our number seven team. Hanover tonight, big win over J.R. Tucker, 41-6, but they did it without Clayton Cheatham. When Clayton went down last Friday night in that Dinwiddie game, went down twice, and after the game, Coach Derek Stout was confident that Clayton was going to be okay, but in the end, he was not. He is out for 6 weeks. tibia injury. I have a hard time saying tibia injury. What's the deal with that? I don't understand. But Clayton is going to miss the bulk of the regular season. And that is bad news for Hanover. You know, the I don't want to say the offense is built around him, but he was their leading rusher and last year, and he was showing signs of improvement at quarterback in the opening win over Dinwiddie, and he did a phenomenal job along with the left side of that line. Marcus Bazala doing a good job at tailback, and now Marcus has to step up at quarterback. He had a big night against Tucker. Test is going to be coming up next Friday when Hanover has to go to Hopewell. Hopewell with a big win tonight over number 11 Powhatan. I suspect Hopewell is going to crack our Big 12 high school football poll next week, and Powhatan will likely drop out. Hopewell 2-0, Hanover 2-0, and Hanover goes to Myrner Field next week. That will be an awesome football game. So number 7 with the big win. Number 8, Atlee survives by 3 over Godwin on our game of the week. Number 9, Dinwiddie rolls over Carolina's expected 68-26. They will go to their bye week at 2-1 on the season. Then they got to get ready for Central District teams like Thomas Dale, the number 12 team in our poll, who went to Verina tonight and put a whooping on the Blue Devils. 42-7 was the final score. Knights, as tough as they looked last week in the Battle of Chester, it was like flipping to the other side of the shiny side of the coin. They looked very strong tonight against the Blue Devils. And for Coach Stu Brown, I suspect that there's a lot of head-scratching going on right now over at Verina High School, trying to figure out what happened tonight. They're going to look at it and go, okay, it's one game, but now they got to go to Hermitage. And then after that, they're into the Capital District schedule. And again, Verina down to 5A this year, so they're in 5A South. They've got to worry about trying to get into that 8-team Central pod as well. They're not in 6A South anymore. They don't want to miss the playoffs 2 years in a row. And I'm not saying they're going to. I'm saying tonight's game was surprising to me. As the scores rolled in on Twitter, I was very surprised at how Thomas Dale manhandled them this evening, because I thought Thomas Dale put in an uneven but acceptable performance in the opener against Cosby, which we had here on the network 2 weeks ago. Obviously, way too many turnovers last week against a team the caliber of LC Byrd. Dale shows tonight what they can do when they put things together. And so Thomas Dale, 2-1, coming around the bend, heading into Central District play in a couple of weeks, and I think they're going to be okay. So let's see. The other team, Manchester, number 10 in our poll. Shutting out Huguenot, no problem there. Lancers go to 2-0. Thank you, J.R. Hensley, on Twitter for updates throughout the night there, and he's also good about boys volleyball for the Lancers, and we appreciate that too. So other scores, Lee Davis, probably the most impressive night tonight, 49-6 over Prince George, a battle of 1-0 teams. Lee Davis comes out and just pushes Prince George around. Chase Mumaugh with some great play at quarterback. Nathan Evans is running up and down the field, and the Lee Davis defense in two games giving up 16 points total. We get Lee Davis on the game of the week next Friday night when they go to Glen Allen to take on the Jaguars. It'll be Lee Davis and Glen Allen next Friday night beginning at 6:30 on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and live on RVASportsNetwork.com online. Lee Davis will be looking to go 3-0 for the first time in nearly two decades. Meanwhile, the host Jaguars will be, hopefully, if you're a Jaguars fan, looking to try to go to 1-2. After tonight, they fall shutout fashion at Patrick Henry, 27-0, final score there. First time ever those two teams have played a regular season football game. Patriots in control from the start, get the shutout win, 2-0 for Brian Davis. And now Patrick Henry welcomes Mills Godwin in next week. That's going to be good. Patriot defense, can they stand up and take care of Wesley Duggar and the Godwin running game? That'll be one of the big questions going into next Friday night there. Lee Davis at Glen Allen. Glen Allen will be 0-2. Lee Davis 2-0. And again, starts at 6:30 next Friday night here on the game of the week. So Hanover County Schools, all four of them win tonight. They are now a combined 8-0, and that has never happened in the history of the county. Now, part of that is because Patrick Henry, ever since Hanover opened, would play their three county rivals in the first 3 weeks of the season. So automatically, one of the teams, Patrick Henry or Hanover, on opening night would take a loss because they played each other. But they don't do that anymore, with Patrick Henry now in the Capital District, and they now able to play their rivals later on in the season. 8-0, combined record for the Hanover County teams. Congratulations to them for that accomplishment. James River gets their first win of the year. 1-1 now, 69-0 winners over George Wythe. Rapids did not struggle offensively tonight like they did against Douglas Freeman on the game we had 8 nights ago. That is a look at everything that has gone around here in the area in week number 3. Inside Hanover, Henrico, Chesterfield. We mentioned earlier Matoaca with a win tonight. They beat Clover Hill. Clover Hill now 0-2 up in 6A South. And Matoaca evens it up. Good win after that loss to Manchester on opening night, 58-36. Matoaca, again, 5A South possibility. Central District matchups are coming up, so they still got to play Dale. They still got to play Dinwiddie. There's some tough roads to hoe for the Warriors, but they're in a decent position right now. They will certainly be in the conversation for quite some time. Colonial Heights fell behind really early tonight, fell to Parkview South Hill. Tough loss for them. They're at 1-1. Petersburg goes on the road to Kettle Run and gets a 38-25 victory. Great win for the Wave. They are 2-0. And there's somebody to begin to keep an eye on from a 3A perspective. Hopewell-Petersburg should be an interesting game down the line. It always is, but maybe even more so this year. You never know. Louisa takes it on the chin. Cortland beats them 50-24 was the final in that game. Goochland gets a big win over Amelia. The Bulldogs are 1-2. They had a very tough schedule to start with Essex and then Fork Union. Now they get a big win over Amelia. King William falls tonight. That was a bit of a surprise. So Goochland and King William, who historically have teams that can go deep into the 2A playoffs, Goochland gets a win. King William looking for a win, but I still think we'll be talking about both of them once we get into the month of November. Well, let's talk a little bit about next week. Next week, 6A South. Thomas Dale is idle after the win tonight to go to 2-1, and then looking ahead to the Knights, they've got Colonial Heights on the road on the 25th. They have to go to Prince George on October 2nd, and then they're home to Dinwiddie on October the 9th. That will be a big game. And here's another one you might want to circle that I think might end up being more interesting than we thought at the start of the season. Thomas Dale has to finish the regular season at Matoaca. I think that game could possibly have very, very big playoff implications. We'll see how things continue to shake out. Monacan next week is going to host Clover Hill. So the Chiefs are in action next week, and they will be looking to go to 4-0. And hopefully Flood will be in at quarterback, and everything will be okay. It's been kind of a rash of early quarterback injuries this year between Flood tonight, Carter last week, and now, as we learned, Cheatham last week, and Cheatham's going to be out for several weeks. Midlothian, they've got Cosby coming in, and that's going to be a tough game for the Trojans. Coming off the loss to the Skyhawks, and now a desperate, I'm going to use that term, at 0-3, Cosby, they've got to get a win here before the bye week. Because coming out of the bye week, they have to go to Clover Hill. They'll host Huguenot, but then they got to host LC Bird, go to James River, and they finish at home against Manchester. And so I'm just kind of looking at the last 7 games on the schedule, and I see 3 wins, but are there others? And they're going to have to probably beat a Manchester or an LC Bird to get to 5-5 or 6-4. But I wouldn't put it past the Titans. They are a scrappy bunch, and they showed that tonight by almost pulling out the comeback and getting the win over Monacan. So Cosby at Midlothian next week. Titans will be in a must-win mode. James River will go to the new Huguenot field to take on Huguenot, who now has gone to 1-2. They're playing most of their home games early on in the season. After this game next week, they're going to go on a road trip, and they won't be back home until senior night at the end of the regular season. Huge game next week, obviously, is number 1 LC Bird going to number 10 Manchester. Manchester will be 2-0 on the season. We'll get a really good litmus test as to how good Manchester really is when the Skyhawks come calling next Friday night. 2-0 versus 3-0 there. In 5A North, we mentioned that Atlee at 2-0 will go to Douglas Freeman. We also mentioned Patrick Henry will host Mills Godwin. And then Atlee's schedule, man, listen to this schedule for the Atlee Raiders the next month. After they go to Freeman, they go to Hanover on the 25th. That'll be our game of the week that week. Then they have to go to Highland Springs October 2nd. We'll have that game here on the RVA Sports Network. And then they come home and they host a special Saturday homecoming game at 12 noon against Lee Davis, who suddenly is putting up points like crazy. 49 tonight. Moomaw and Evans, a dangerous duo, both passing and running the football. Moomaw passing, Evans running. And so Taylor Luck, who was at the Lee Davis Prince George game tonight, said he was very impressed by what he saw from Lee Davis. And so after Atlee struggled tonight, who knows? And then they got to go to Henrico. And we all remember what happened last year when Atlee went to Henrico. 22-20, Atlee doesn't score a point offensively. They get three safeties and two special teams touchdowns, but they can't pull off the comeback. And that was the night that Henrico announced that they were back in high school football. So Atlee's got a crazy tough schedule coming up. Four of the next five are on the road at Douglas Freeman, at Hanover, at Highland Springs, home to Lee Davis on a Saturday for their 25th anniversary homecoming at Henrico. So by the time we see Atlee again at home on the game of the week, October 23rd against Patrick Henry, their season could be hanging in the balance at that point. They could be fighting to be in the top eight in 5A North, or they could be fighting for a 5A North playoff berth, quite frankly, one of the two. Talked about Patrick Henry. They host Mills Godwin next week. In that 5A South pod, Highland Springs, Idle next week. They go to Armstrong on the 25th to start their Capital District schedule before they host Atlee October 2nd here live on the network. Henrico hosting J.R. Tucker, and then Patrick Henry comes in on the 25th. Warriors looking to finish a September sweep. Patrick Henry will be much tougher than Henrico, I think, would have thought it would have been a month ago, but Henrico will certainly be favored in those next two games. Talked about Lee Davis going to Glen Allen. That's our game of the week next week. We talked about Verina and Hermitage at Chester Fritz. Coach Kane looking for win number 137. Meadowbrook will go into their bye week at 0-3. They have to go to Petersburg the following week, the 25th, and there's no guarantee there. Meadowbrook's season, again, I know it's still September, but if Meadowbrook goes to Petersburg and they can't get a win, they go to 0-4. They still have on their schedule Hopewell, Metoaka, Prince George, Dinwiddie, Thomas Dale. You know, they get Colonial Heights at home on October the 2nd, but young Monarchs are desperately looking for a win to kind of right the ship and get them in the right direction, and they're going to have to wait 2 weeks to try to get it. Prince George will host John Marshall next Friday night, and they'll look to also right the ship after the disappointing loss at Lee Davis tonight and try to go to 2-1. Deep Run, this is very interesting. Deep Run scheduled 1A Power Essex as their third non-district game, and Deep Run travels to Essex. And so Essex has a chance as a 1A school to play a 5A school. Deep Run struggled the last 2 years. They're off to a tough start again this year. That's going to be a very interesting game. Deep Run at Essex, 7 o'clock kick next Friday. We talked about Freeman hosting Atlee, both teams at 2-0. J.R. Tucker has to go to Henrico. They are 0-2 and certainly are not interested in going 0-3. Hanover-Hopewell, I think, is going to be one of the best games next week. There's several, you know, matchups that look good. Excuse me. Obviously, Verina-Hermitage historically. Now, whether it's going to happen this year or not, I don't know. L.C. Bird-Manchester, the rematch of last year's Hail Mary at the end of the regular season that the Lancers caught and won, and they went 10-0 in the regular season, but it was Bird in the end getting the last laugh. Even though they were 8-2 in the 4 seed going into the tournament, they won all 5 and claimed their third straight state championship. But after Bird Manchester, I think Hanover-Hopewell is one of the top games next week, especially with Cheatham being out for Hanover. This is going to be a great test for Bazala to see just how – I know he's a gritty kid, and I know he does a pretty good job, but they're going to really need him against the Blue Devils. On the road next week, Hanover beat Hopewell, you'll remember, 3 years ago in the old Division 5 championship game down at Myrner Field. And I'm sure the Blue Devils remember that. Dinwiddie is Idle. Huguenot hosts James River. Mentioned that. We mentioned Clover Hill going to Monacan. And that game, Monacan with a chance to go to 4-0 on the season. Powhatan's going to host George Wythe next week, and they'll try to make it 2-1 on the year after the disappointing loss in Hopewell this evening. Again, our game of the week next week is Lee Davis, Glen Allen. Really looking forward to that one. We'll have coverage beginning next Friday night at 6:30, live online on RVASportsNetwork.com, and, of course, on the radio. You can listen to us at 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and online, as we mentioned, at the RVA Sports Network. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of Central Region Now, but first, a brief pause for our great Game of the Week sponsors. Back in just a minute to wrap up Central Region Now.
Crown Limousine Service, Ashland and Richmond's full-service limousine company. Your best choice for business travel to Dulles, Reagan, Norfolk International, and Newport News Williamsburg airports. Crown Limousine is the mark of excellence. Call them 24-7-368-0229. 368-0229. Reservations are now being accepted for their annual Tacky Light Holiday Tour. Crown Limousine Service, online at crownlimousine.net. 368-0229.
Sheehy Ford Ashland is as close as your keypad. Just go to SheehyFordAshland.com, or you can come by their beautiful facility on Highway 1 south of Ashland and check out the Quick Lane Service Center. They service all makes and models with a 17 multi-point inspection free of charge. And Sheehy does great things for the community, too, like supporting Habitat for Humanity and the Massey Cancer Center, plus many others. Good people giving back to the community. That's Sheehy Ford in Ashland and at SheehyFordAshland.com.
Back on this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Going to have a very, very busy week coming up. RVA Sports Network will be live at Richmond International Raceway for the final race before the Chase. Sprint Cup action, hopefully, weather permitting, on Saturday night. Follow us on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter for live updates from the Media Center. We'll give you the inside scoop on everything going on, and hopefully we can get that rain out of the way soon enough, get the track dry, and have some racing on a Saturday night at RIR. Enjoy the NFL week number one. Patriot fans, I know you're happy. Steeler fans, hang in there. My daughter's Bengals opened up against my Raiders. First time they've played since they played in 2012, and that was Carson Palmer's return to Cincinnati when he said he would never step foot in Paul Brown Stadium again. And let me tell you, our family was there for that game. I've only seen two NFL games live in my lifetime. They've both been at Cincinnati. Paul Brown Stadium is a great place to watch a football game. I'm dead serious. If you're ever able to get a game in at Cincinnati, if there's one of your favorite teams that's out west or Midwest or whatnot, it's about a nine-hour drive. So what you do is you go up on Saturday, you get a hotel in eastern Kentucky across the Ohio River on Saturday night. I recommend the Country Inn and Suites in Wilder, Kentucky. You get up the next morning, have a great breakfast buffet, head over the Ohio River. Parking's only 20 or 30 bucks right across the street from the stadium, depending upon how far you want to walk. And it's a short walk from any of those areas right across into PBS. In and out quickly. I think both times it took us less than 30 minutes to get out and cross the Ohio River to head to back to Virginia. I would recommend spending Sunday night at the hotel and then coming back on a Monday, because we did it the hard way the first time and spent Saturday night at the hotel. But then Sunday night we drove home to get to work on a Monday. In fact, I had to be back on that Monday in 2011 because the Tomato Bowl, PH Lee Davis, had been rained out that Friday and they made it up on Monday night. So I had to be back in Virginia to broadcast that game. So my Raiders versus Rachel's Bengals, my son's 49ers get started on Monday night. And so good luck to all of your teams and to your fantasy teams as well. And good luck to all the teams in the Hanover Sports Fantasy Football League, our third year of doing that. That's a lot of fun. And then next week, we're going to be very busy. We're going to have field hockey for you on Monday night. We know we've got volleyball coming up on Tuesday night. We're going to be out at Patrick Henry for our first look at the Patrick Henry girls volleyball team as they take on Hanover. And, of course, Tuesday night will be our next podcast and the debut of our Super Six polls in boys volleyball, girls volleyball, and in field hockey. We'll be at other places on Wednesday night and Thursday night, still kind of working that out. And then next Friday at Glen Allen for Lee Davis, Glen Allen on the Game of the Week. And I'm really looking forward. I've known that a healthy Chase Mumaw can make a big difference for Lee Davis, and he got hurt early last year and was out for the season. Huge break, bad break for Lee Davis. And, of course, they struggled, ended up 2-8 in that tough Capital District. With him passing and with the defense playing like they're playing, Lee Davis is going to be very interesting. They could be more resembling of what they were a couple of years ago when, out of the blue, they took then Highland Springs, to triple overtime one night. when nobody gave him a chance to beat Highland Springs, when Zach Hayden had him playing tough. Lee Davis football is scrappy and tough and running the football. And if they can add a passing element to that, could be very interesting season for the Confederates in Mechanicsville. So that's everything we've got coming up next week. Of course, follow us on Twitter for all the news that you need to know wherever you might be. Our main network feed is at the RVA Sportsnet, and that's where we cover sports all over Central Virginia. That's where our NASCAR coverage will be on Saturday night. That's where we cover the Flying Squirrels in season. That's where we cover the Richmond Kickers. That's where we cover VCU and the University of Richmond, et cetera, et cetera, and other sports news of interest in the area. And that's where we cover Richmond City Schools, the Tri-City Schools, and surrounding counties as well. And, of course, our three hyper-local Twitter feeds, at Hanover Sports, covering all four county schools and Randolph-Macon, at Henrico Sports, which covers all nine high schools there, and at Chesterfield Sports, 10 high schools there, Richard Bland College, Virginia State University as well. So if you're not with us on the Twitter train, I hope that you will join us wherever you may be and for what you want to know about. Follow one, follow more than one. We'd love to have you. I want to thank Sheehy Ford of Ashland and Crown Limousine Service for being sponsors of our Game of the Week as well as Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. And hey, if you have any questions about the podcast, if you have comments about the podcast, or about anything that we do here at RVASN, feel free to send us a direct message on Twitter. Love to hear from you. You could always drop us an email at rvasportsnetwork@gmail.com. That's rvasportsnetwork@gmail.com. All right, we're back on Tuesday night debuting our Super 6 polls in boys and girls volleyball and field hockey. That's Tuesday night on the next edition of Central Region Now. And, of course, another podcast next Friday night after all the action with the final word on high school football. Quickly before we go, a shout-out to Mills Godwin Girls Volleyball. Great effort with the win over Glen Allen on Thursday night. Godwin Girls Volleyball has a chance to be something special this year. Mark that I said that. Here in mid-September. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or reuse without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. We will talk to you Tuesday night on our next podcast, and we will see you on the sideline.